Well, first of all, I want to say thank you from everybody here for what you've been doing here for Northridge Soccer. It has been absolutely great. And, you know, I know you probably got more in the works.
Yeah.
So, you know, take it back to the days you played. The field's still the same, but, you know, what was it like playing back when you were playing?
Yeah, I graduated in 2006, so started playing here in, what would that be, 2003. And, the field is the same, but the stands and the bleachers look different. The press box was just being built, and the concession stand right here where we're standing was not here at that point either. So lots of changes, same old field, same pitch, but it looks a lot different, and it's exciting to see more people here for the games, more capacity, which is awesome. That parking lot over there didn't exist when we were here,
no.
So everybody was parking back here up along the fence and over by the other running track field there. So lots of positive improvements, and I know there's more to come. With some field improvements coming, et cetera, et cetera. So it's exciting to see the changes.
Well, it's only going to get better. So, you know, how does it feel having your name on your dad's name on this field?
Yeah, Robert was my grandfather, actually. So, it feels good. I mean, we, you know, a lot of fond memories here. I'm really passionate about the program and what it means to the kids and the students out here playing soccer. And I'm really close with Lawrence, the head coach, and obviously was close with Todd Woodworth, and the field was named after Todd. So it's just nice to be a part of something that I grew up in and a program I grew up in, and now be on top of that. So, yeah, it's great. It's great for our organization and our business and the people that are there. We brought a handful of folks out to the Fort Wayne Carroll game, and they got to kind of see where I grew up and what we do here at Northridge Soccer. So. And just proud of the program, right? They've really improved over the last several years and are competitive at a state level, which is something, you know, I feel like we started back in the day as well. So it's good to see that spirit carried on.
Well, did the guy that you bring here kind of say, oh, we'll play here on this field?
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, what position did you play? I was a goalkeeper, so they got to kind of get a good feel of what this meant to me and what it looks like to play soccer. You know, it's not a ton of soccer fans in the United States, so it's always fun to expose new folks to the game. And, I think they were proud about it, too, though. They like seeing our name on the field, and it's pretty cool driving down US 20, you know, every single day and seeing Robert Weed Corp on the sign back there. So, yeah, it's
exciting. Well, and it's only going to help you guys get more business, too. That's the whole idea behind it.
I think it's probably the best marketing dollars we've spent as an organization that I can remember. My first customer meeting after that sign went up, the very first thing that was said was, hey, that's a sweet sign. Thanks for sponsoring the soccer complex there at the high school. So, yeah, super positive, good traction. And frankly, it's on 20, right? So all the other great organizations that have supported athletics programs here at Northridge High School, they got great signs, but they're not right here on US 20 like ours is.
So we're
pretty stoked about that, yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of nice to, you know, you take over for your dad as the CEO now?
My father's totally out. Yeah. I took over as a CEO 4.5, 5 years ago, and then 2 years ago I bought my father out of the organization, so now it's me and one other weed at the company. That's it. Good things coming.
Well, you know, tell everybody, you know, just, you know, I know what Robert Reed does, but tell everybody else what Robert Reed does.
Sure. Yeah, we are a components provider to numerous industries. Obviously, recreational vehicle, manufactured housing, and kind of utility, truck body industries, trailer industries are right here in Elkhart County, but do a lot of furniture, a lot of cabinet, casket industry, store fixture industry. So anything really plywood or plastic synthetic composites are in our wheelhouse, and then all the design elements to that when it comes to decorative films and coverings, wood grains, painted and stained items, et cetera, et cetera. So numerous industries. We're about 52% non-RV now, 48% RV. So a healthy balance for what we do, and yeah.
Well, with the RV kind of going, you know, up and down, you want something else to kind of get to kind of lean on too.
Yeah, these cycles in the RV market used to happen about every 7 years, and now I swear they're happening about every 18 months.
Yeah.
So what we call it is a heart attack chart with the ups and downs, and it's important to find some balance for revenue and profit, but it's more important to find that balance for our employees and team members and their families and those paychecks that they're getting. So
That's
number one.
Oh, definitely that's number one. Now, I would be remiss. Your best memory of playing soccer here at Northridge?
Oh, gosh. Our,
all two, this,
Our two semi-state runs were awesome. They were special. We lost to Valparaiso the first year, which is interesting because we're here today watching Northers beat Valpo 5-3. And we lost to Lake Central. So when you talk about Northern Indiana soccer, just not North Central, but Northern Indiana soccer being strong, Northern Indiana soccer is only getting better over the last 10 years, and I love seeing that. But yeah, I mean, those two runs, both those teams, the Garrett brothers were on the Lake Central team. Pat Rickman was a goalkeeper for Valpo. I remember Lake Central, one of my favorite memories, Lake Central, I don't know, 5 minutes into that game, they had a breakaway, and I stuffed that guy and kept him out of the net, and that pumped our team up. I think we lost that game 1-0, but there's nothing like being a goalkeeper and getting a big save early in the game because it gets the blood flowing and gets you amped up quick, and hard to score on a goalkeeper that that has that energy. So, yeah, we had an incredible defense, too. I'm trying to think. Don't quote me on this. I know I'm saying it on tape, but yeah. I mean, we must have had 8-9 shutouts the one season. I mean, we had a really good defense, especially my junior year with those folks, and I was proud of that defensive unit. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of clean sheets. We kept people out of the net. So those are probably my favorite memories. Coming out here and running the 3 miles in under 21 minutes around the campus, and I know the roads look a little bit different out here, but busting our butts. Our team was – there was never a team that was in better condition than Northridge Soccer back when I played, and so we were never getting beat because we were tired, that's for sure. So, yeah, a lot of character building in those teams, and coming through here for 4 years, I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm going to say this now, and I mean this as a compliment. It's so hard to say Robert Reed Soccer Complex at Todd Woodworth Field.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful, but that's two pretty good Northridge soccer people right there.
Yeah, well, yeah, just keep saying Todd Woodworth Field. I mean, he's the man, the myth, the legend behind making this thing great and building not just Northridge soccer, but Middlebury Magic and the programming through the youth element of soccer here in Middlebury. That's what's important. Next thing now is Lawrence Baltazar and all he's doing. But yeah, we're proud to be on this, but those are the guys getting it done. So,
well, I'm guessing you get in for nothing here now.
I still pay. I don't know what that. It's all good. I'm still happy to get money to the organization.
Well, I figured you get an extra tip here or there.
Yeah, maybe we'll see. Not at this point, but no. That's okay.
But I'm guessing you're going to keep this going for quite some time?
Yeah, I think the program, if I remember correctly, is for 10 years. So we'll continue that. And as long as the school board and the superintendent like what's going on here, yeah, there's no reason to budge. We'll continue to support Northridge High School, Middlebury Community, Northridge Soccer, however we can. So I would say take care of your backyard where you grew up, and this is my backyard and where I grew up. So we'll do what we can.
You had a lot of games out here on this turf.
That's right. That's right.
Now, I heard through the grapevine next year this is going to be turf. What do you think of that idea?
I'm hearing that through the grapevine as well, so I'm not the official person to say that or not say that, but if that's what they choose to do, I think it's interesting. I played on all types of fields when I was growing up. I played on the Columbus Crew Stadium field, which was grass, but it was cut impeccably, so it operated like turf. I played at turf a lot in club soccer, like going up to Detroit, and it's a different game. So the grass that I'm looking at right now is going to be a little bit slower game. So as a goalkeeper, that's kind of nice, right, because the ball's not skipping off that turf. So when you move to turf, it's a really fast-paced game. The ball moves quicker. The ball jumps a little bit differently. I think ultimately, though, it's a good thing for Northridge. I think it's probably easier to maintain, and you got the consistency of the field, so you're not having dry spots. You're not having the mouth of the goal all beat up at the end of the season. But I think the more important thing for me is, I've gone out to all the games so far this year, and I watched us playing turf at Chesterton and turf at Penn. It's a different game. So when we go to Penn and we play on turf, we're at a disadvantage because we're not used to the quickness of that ball moving.
Uh-huh.
And so now I think what I heard earlier is, a lot of the Elkhart schools don't have turf yet. So now those schools coming to us when we have the turf, we're going to be at the disadvantage. So I think just consistency, everybody's probably going to move to turf just because it's easier to maintain. So it's good we're on the front end of that because we'll be a little bit better versed on playing on that and what it feels like. So
by the way, you tell your dad, I think your dad had something to do with that press box that's over across the way.
Yeah, I don't remember it all, but David than my father definitely had something to do with it. But really, like all the soccer dads at that point had something. We had a great, you know, the graduating class of 06, 07 for sure, definitely 05 as well. Those families really came together. The fathers came together. They're around us for a long time at Middlebury Magic and some other clubs, Junior Irish, etc. They did the press box and the lights at that point. I remember we couldn't, you know, couldn't have late games because we didn't have lights. I know we couldn't host anything because we didn't have lights, et cetera, et cetera. So it's pretty cool how that whole group of parents came together and made sure that that happened and started getting this thing going in the right direction from a facilities perspective.
Well, all I'm going to say is next Saturday, if you come, you better come early because two stands behind us are going to be full.
Yeah.
Because that's Goshen, and you know, that's all you need to say is Goshen.
That is what I'm hearing, the game of the year. I know Penn is looking really good. All the teams we played have been excellent teams. It's nice to see the win today. But yeah, Goshen is, you know, you call it Goshen or Northridge or the team to beat. I'm going to say it's us because we went, 12-2-2 or 12-1-1 or something last year?
Yeah, something like that.
Until somebody knocks us off, we're the team to beat, but that Goshen game is going to be a tough game.
Well, out of these first four games, going 1-2-1, that's not bad.
I you know what? Nobody else has gone through four battles like we have yet, so we're going to be better off for it. Yeah, 1-2-1. I'd like to see us 4-0-0, but 1-2-1 with the games that we played are really solid. So, and it's nice to, you know, get this home win in here today and move into starting to get the conference season right. So,
well, yeah, exciting. Conference right around the corner.
Yep.
So, well, thanks, Will, for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for doing what you do. I love that we have people covering the sport, and we'll continue to support you. You're persistent. I appreciate that. I'm not always easy to get hold of, so thanks for kicking butt and doing what you do. I appreciate it.
I know you're in a top-level position. When you're the CEO, you know, you got to get things done.
It's Elkhart County. It's always busy, sometimes for the right reasons, sometimes for the wrong reasons, but we are always busy. So, yeah, I appreciate you being persistent.
Yeah, so, okay, well, thanks.